USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden says the reopening of Interstate 95 in Northeast Philadelphia is the country's most crucial project. Standing alongside Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and other state leaders, Biden updated the public on the reconstruction efforts in Philadelphia.
The people of Philadelphia, I want to say that we're with you, we're going to stay with you, and this is rebuilt, so it's totally finished. We're going to try to do that as quick a time as possible.
Governor Shapiro confidently stated that I-95 will reopen within 2 weeks following its closure last Sunday due to a bridge collapse resulting from a tanker truck fire. The Justice Department is seeking a protective order to prevent former President Donald Trump from disclosing classified documents. The order will undergo judicial review, and if approved, it would permit Trump to review the 31 documents solely in the presence of his attorneys. Russian President Vladimir Putin issued a warning to the West by deploying nuclear weapons in Belarus. Speaking at an economic forum in St. Petersburg, he confirmed the delivery of tactical warheads to the ally. Putin emphasized that while there is currently no immediate need for nuclear weapons, the move serves as a reminder that Russia cannot be strategically defeated by the West. A Florida man is being sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison for his role in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol.
On Friday, Mason Joe Corson was sentenced to 4 years and 9 months in prison after pleading guilty to assaulting a law enforcement officer with a dangerous weapon. He will also have 3 years of supervised release and $2,000 in restitution. According to an indictment, during the attack on the Capitol, Corson joined a group of people beating a Metropolitan Police Department officer with a baton, flagpole, and crutch. Corson was part of a group yelling, quote, heave ho, while trying to get into the building. I'm Jim Forbes.
This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Severe weather is expected across the southeast this weekend, affecting more than 50 million people. The National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning spanning from Florida to the Central Plains. Excessive heat warnings have been issued for East Texas, Louisiana, and the Gulf Coast during the three-day weekend. A new study finds using gas-powered stoves can raise the levels of a cancer-causing chemical called benzene.
The study was published by the Environmental Science and Technology Journal, which looked at homes in California and Colorado. Researchers found gas and propane stoves and ovens emit significantly higher rates of benzene. Long-term exposure to that chemical is known to cause blood cancer and has been linked to childhood asthma. The World Health Organization says there is technically no safe level of exposure to benzene, and breathing it in puts you at an elevated risk for developing health problems. I'm Brad Siegel.
The Department of Labor is imposing a fine of nearly $300,000 on the maker of Hostess Twinkies after a worker lost a fingertip. Hostess Brands was found to have safety and training failures that resulted in the injury at a Chicago facility. In what's being called an extremely rare incident, a 66-year-old Arizona man was killed in a bear attack. The man was sitting in a chair on his property near Prescott when an adult male black bear attacked him, dragging him about 75 yards. The bear began to eat the man before a neighbor intervened by shooting and killing the bear. Prescott is about 100 miles from Phoenix. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.